Peter and Candy, a laughing man, that little that ere they didn't grow. They start with laughter, and with a beer. Peter and Candy, a laughing man, Peter and Candy, in the dark house. In the dark house again.
Oh, it's a grand evening, Ken. So many stars, I can't believe it's so clear.
It's the light. Well, the lack of it, actually. No electric lights to pollute things here, see?
I can see the Great Bear. Look, the plough. That makes up the hindquarters of Bear Ursula Major. Hey, and over there is Deneb, that bright star, the tail of Cygnus, the swan. Gosh, 2,000 light years away, that is.
Well, I'm so glad I thought of all that. Only joking. The only one I know for certain is the moon. And you're going to tell me that ain't a star, right?
That's right. It's a satellite.
Well, it affects a lot of people, especially when it's full.
You shouldn't mock. Don't you find it all sort of mystical and religious even? Think of all the healing power there is out there.
Now you've lost me. Time for coffee, I think.
Seriously, Ken, you believe in ghosts, you hide from vicars, and yet the universe and beyond seem to pass you by.
You know, the healing powers in this coffee are amazing.
I'm trying to be serious.
Look, I keep my distance from vicars, in case I start to believe in it. I've seen one or two ghosts, and them stars are too far away for me to bother with. So what's your point?
Well, everything is linked. I read the book when I was small, Ken. We all did.
Ah, they must have given you free sweets at Sunday school.
No, they didn't. Come on now, what about the Trinity?
One of them's a ghost, ain't it?
Oh, there you go again. Oh, blimey, I give up.
I appreciate your stars, Pete, but... And I'm sure they're all full of mystery and intrigue, but I prefer the light in people's eyes. Tells the truth, you know. I've seen more than one light go out.
War, eh, Ken?
I'm spiritual and sceptical at the same time. And you're looking for ways to hold on to life, ain't you? The healing crystals of the universe.
Clear quartz is a healer, Ken.
Do you know, I reckon we're like two halves of a pantomime horse. I'm not sure which end is which.
I reckon we just met in the middle. Have you ever been in love? They say it's only poets that truly understand love. Shelley, Byron Keats, Robbie Burns...
Never did much poetry at our school, as I recall. Mind you, I do remember one. There was an old lady from Dart. Every time she got up, she would...
Hey, come on, no swearing.
Oh, young'un, jumping the gun, typical. Was about to finish me recitation. There was an old lady from Dart. Every time she stood up, she would start... mixing butter and flour with sugar and cream for her apple and blackberry tart.
Well, I'll consider myself suitably admonished. Apologies.
Accepted, thank you.
Still, the iambic pentameter might need a tweak or two.
Well, young, and it's getting past my bedtime.
I expect you're right. Must be getting up myself, so... See you in the morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
No, that I doubt. But I'll have the coffee. Can you bring someone to pour in it?
Morning, Ken.
Come inside, Pete, quick.
What?
Shh, be quiet now. Leave the door. What do you make of that?
What am I looking at?
Well, you've heard of the burning bush? Well, we've got a moving bush. I've been watching it for ages. Look, I thought they were going daft. Look.
Ken, You really must get some glasses. It's a peacock.
Well, it wasn't before it stood up. Hey, what a beauty, though. Just look at that.
I wonder where it's come from.
I don't care. I don't mind if it's walked all the way from India. There's earning possibilities there. Nip out and catch it. Go on, and don't damage the feathers.
Well, what do I put it in?
Put it in that cardboard box. Get around the back of it. Hold it tight.
Peacocks have got sharp toenails and I'm scratched to blazes. And that box isn't going to hold them for long. Just let it go before it kills us.
Oh, stop being such a wimp. Put it in Annie's sprouting brock cage, whilst I have a think.
Have you thought yet, Ken? Because now it's in the shed, and we're outside, and it's starting to rain.
I think it's found the sunflower seeds. Come on. I can see Annie coming. I think we should go to the chough for a pint before we get drowned.
Shouldn't we explain the sprouting brock?
Not likely. You can do that when we get back.
Peacocks are rare around here, you know. It must have escaped from somewhere.
That might be true, but your expert handling, along with my eye for business, it would have to be on its holidays for a bit, that's all.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that at all, Ken. You can't just lose a peacock. He'll be missed.
You worry too much. Open the door. Come on, let's get a pint inside us. Look, there's the vicar having a sly pint. Oh, don't give him eye contact. He'll want something.
Too late.
Oh, good morning. 10, isn't it? And?
Peter, Your Eminence.
Oh, no. Reverend will be fine.
How are you getting him in, Pete?
Oh, that's very generous of you. I'll have the same again.
Guinness, is it?
Yes, I mean, no. Would it be all right to have a small sherry?
Sweet or dry?
Oh, sweet, of course. I understand you are a military person, Kenneth.
Not recently.
I was just wondering, with your expertise, I'd better come to the point. I'd need a new scoutmaster.
Now, I thought they had to be appointed by the Scout Council, you see, the governing body, so to speak.
Scout leader, then, Ken. You could definitely be our skipper.
Oh, sadly, I'm very busy on that night.
Which night would that be, exactly?
Well, every night for months ahead, you see. It's the time of year. Plough the fields and scatter, Vicar, you know.
Quite. Well, what if we moved it to a Saturday morning? Would that work for you?
Oh, good lad, here's the drinks.
Thank you kindly. Were you in the Scouts, Peter?
No. Sorry, I just collected stamps.
Kenneth, are you sure you couldn't give our troop a kickstart just for a month or two?
Well, I tell you what. I'll have a little ponder and I'll see if I can find a window.
Oh, splendid. The Lord works in mysterious ways. I shall keep in touch.
Just a thought. Scouts. Bob a job and that lot. Willing hands? We need someone to build a pen for Percy.
Percy?
The peacock.
Oh, I can see you are becoming acclimatised to our little ways. Better be getting back to see if we still have a shed. Drink up. Right, let's check on the bird.
Well, it's seems all quiet in there.
You were saying?
Well, he's probably feeling a bit peckish. What do they eat?
Apart from my sack of muesli, you mean?
I want a word with you two.
Oh, I'm glad you've come, Annie. Do you know it about peacocks?
I know they make a flaming row and peck a lot. Here, what's happened to my sprouting broccoli?
Well, that's where it landed, Annie, you see, and we were trying to rescue it.
I know you, Pear. You're up to something. so I'd like the wire put in back if you don't mind. Anyway, you can't keep it. It must belong to somebody.
We're just acting as temporary custodians, you know, like loco parentis. If we fix your cage, see as how we didn't break it, what's in it for us?
I'll give you some corn for your bird.
A sack?
Don't push your luck.
Oh, I wonder if we could put it in your greenhouse, you know, until we get something sorted out.
I'm watching you two.
What's in the pantry? Are we dining in style tonight? You know, thinking about it, what are we going to do with that peacock?
Well, we're not eating the peacock, Pete.
No, I didn't mean that.
It don't want a cage. Scouts could help us build it. I think you should take over the scouts, you know, Peter. You'd make a splendid leader.
I'll stick to stunts.
We need a plan. What about the reward for the safe return of the peacock?
But we don't know where he's from.
A lot of scouts bobber-jobbing might be able to find out.
It's not bobber-job week.
Don't nitpick. Stick to the plan.